Yeah, we can talk about intelligence. Like I put this thing up there with the two birds. Don't listen to the guidance from the machines, but from within, where the intelligence comes from, your friend bird there. And now Vidura is saying that in the court when they ask him, I only say what my intelligence tells me is right. I thought, again, some think that intelligence is, you know, like when you do intelligence tests and things, that ability to recognize logical patterns and things like that. But that is a kind of mechanistic way of thinking, I would say. Logic, because, therefore, this and that. But intelligence in the Vedic tradition is defined as the ability to, well, one definition at least, to distinguish reality from illusion, facts from falsities. Truths from untruths. And I'd say that, yes, that I agree with, is intelligence. Now, how do you do that? Well, the wise, they do it by, of course, listening to the intelligence within. The guru there in the heart. The materialist, or the one raised in, trained in a materialistic culture, gets into calculating and thinking and so on, how to solve the problem. And this is what I think I've been speaking about here before. This kind of ego. Way of dealing. I'm the doer. Let me do it. Let me figure it out. Kind of mechanics there in the thinking. Now I will figure it out. See here with this and it's that. And logic, reason. I come to this conclusion. Now it may be a very good conclusion. And if he's good at that work, yeah, maybe okay. But it's not intelligence, really. Or it's a certain kind of, you could say, base intelligence. Well, people who are intelligent but who are, so to speak, not reaching and listening from that actual source of intelligence. Are called sometimes Maya Parita Jnana in Bhagavad Gita, the ones whose intelligence have been robbed away by illusion. But Maya, so yeah, real intelligence, you could say it's spiritual intelligence. Someone who knows I'm a soul and there's a super soul. Let me listen. Let me seek stillness and peace and listen within and ask and receive answers. I would say this is how a really intelligent person is. Someone worth listening to.